Welcome back to Home I Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where you get a little bit more of us, more dilemmas. We have peek and bleak of the week and just a little burst of us.
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
What more could you want, guys?
Love Monday.
Seriously. I know you do. You really do.
Love Monday.
I didn't mind today, actually, to be fair.
Yeah.
Today felt like a good Monday.
Yeah, it did.
I don't know why.
Peek and bleak of the week.
Hit me, you go first. You said you have a good one.
Okay, it's good, but it's so...
Is it niche? Why do I feel like it'd be very so, niche?
No, it's not niche, but it's like so shallow, like really. It's an item that I got that I'm really happy about.
Oh, fun, okay.
So basically, I wanted to get a new suitcase because mine keep breaking.
Did you get it?
But there's a story behind a suitcase.
She showed me these last week, guys.
So basically, I wanted one the other week and Ramoa used to have this baby pink colour. It came out in... either 2019 or 2020, I think. It was good a few years ago. So I was looking for it on eBay. I was like, oh, it's so nice. But I went on the website. I was like, what other colours is there that I could get? There was a red, there's a black. Like, they're obviously fucking insane amount of money for a suitcase. But, guys, they're a lifetime warranty. So you can keep getting them fixed or replaced. Like, when you bring it in to get fixed, they basically give you a new one.
Do they?
Every time, yeah, okay. If it's something like that. So my suitcases always break. I travel so much. Yeah. That's how I justify it.
Like, I see that is like getting locked out with them.
Oh, I don't lock mine. No, I never put anything valuable in anyway, yeah. But I don't like it. So that's how I justify because of how much I travel with it. I need something that I hate. You come home and you're on the way home from the holiday and your zip's broken.
Or there's nothing falls off.
Yes,
or,
that's for me. That's why I can justify that. But anyway, I was like, I'll get a new one. I was like, looking on it. I was like, oh, there's no colours. I'll look next week or something. I'll pick then. I was thinking maybe the big metal one. Anyway, then... my nail tech Aaron sends me a TikTok of the new pink Ramoa colour, the exact pink that they released before, coming out again. What are the chances, like this many years later, when I wanted to buy a new suitcase? I was like, oh my God.
Manifest.
When I went on, they were sold out. I was like, oh my God. Grant, my life is over. then in London, I went at 12 o'clock on the dot when it opened. I was outside the store like this.
Waiting.
10 minutes before. They were in the window.
Oh.
They were there. I was like, oh my God, they definitely have them. I rang them on Friday. They had them, but they can't put any on hold. So I'll just go Sunday. Went on Sunday, went in. No, I had stock. And I was like, what? Can I take the one off the shelf?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you ask?
She was like, they might come in tomorrow. We can take. So my friend Oisin was going to come in for me if they had them and get it for me. But like, I was obviously would have been awkward. So I was checking again ever since, checking this morning. Because basically when they sell out, a lot of times they don't come back in at all.
They're just gone. Once they're gone.
Because it's such a limited colour. And then Oisin sent me this morning and gone, oh my God, they're back in stock. I was sweating, I was panicking. It wouldn't let me order them. The two I wanted the small and the trunk one. It wouldn't let me order them. I think the small one sold out, so it wouldn't let me. So anyway, I got the trunk one and that was grand. I was delighted just to have that.
That one.
I wanted a big one anyway. And then... Oisin was like, it's still in stock on the UK website. So I got the small one delivered to his house. So now I need to get that somehow. But at least it's actually worked out better. Because if I bought them in London yesterday, where was I going to put them? I was going straight to the NFL. Sure. But anyway, guys, they're the most nicest pink. And I know this is such a shallow peek of the week, but it's after making me very, very happy lady. And I don't really get happy about items that much, as much as I have about this. This is my favourite colour of pink.
Yeah, I haven't really seen you this excited about something
If it was any other shade of pink, like it wouldn't have been that big of a deal, but it's the perfect.
It's you pink.
Pink.
It is. It's a Shirley
and
pink.
I know it's going to get battered, but I don't care. I'm just so happy that I'm such a peak, guys.
No.
I haven't been this happy about anything actually in a while.
No, the fact you can justify it by saying that there is, because to me, that would kill my soul only for the fact of how battered they get. But I didn't know that that there's a warranty and if they break, you can bring them back lifetime. Mm-hmm. That's actually good.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
If you'd have said, like, yeah, once you buy it, that's it, you're left on your own with it, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, no.
That'd kill them.
No. I mean, that's how I justify it. Like, if something happens to it, they're really good.
And they're sturdy anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, mine's been perfect.
Yeah.
I've had that.
Your silver one.
My smallest. Yeah, that's perfect. And then the big orange one. I've had that age as well, and it's perfect. And it's like, it's a kind of a plasticky material. Not plastic, but I thought that would be breaking, but it's
the most unique size of a suitcase I've ever seen.
I know, that's the same one I got again.
Is it in pink?
Yeah.
It's the wildest looking size. Like,
always hear people slagging it when I'm at the baggage belt.
No, but every time I look at it, I'm like, what is this?
And I'm beside them and I'm taking off.
It's like,
a trunk. Like a...
See, when I think trunk, I think like long ways. I'm trying to think of, do you know the skinny cartons of milk?
What's
like not a jug of milk, like a carton of
milk. Carton, yeah.
Chop the top off, the triangle top off. That's what Charlene's suitcase looks
like.
Isn't it that kind of shape?
Yeah.
It's like this long box. It's not wide.
Because half, when you open the zip, one half is skinnier, one half is thicker. So you have a big base. So when you're in a really small hotel room, it's really handy because you can just flip it open and have the small bit against the wall.
That is
take
handy.
Take the bits out and it's very space saving too.
That is handy.
Me trying to justify my big purchase.
Hashtag Ramoa ad. Hashtag
sleep a week.
No. I'm glad you got it.
I'm so happy.
So one's getting delivered to Oisín's house.
Yes, a small one, which is handy. So next time in London, I'll just grab that and use that as my case home.
Oh, deadly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't really get, like, I'm actually good at my purchases, I feel. And with my money.
She's looking at me, smiling ear to ear. No, I'm not saying good. This, guys. No, yeah.
So, yeah, that's
you're
my...
You're sensible.
Yeah.
You know,
the suitcase is very sensible.
You know whatever you buy, you're going to get wear out of.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you buy it and then be like, oh, no.
And if I don't, I'll sell it.
Yeah.
So
you're a smart lady.
Thanks.
Pink suitcase. Got.
I'm so happy.
Delighted.
It was worth my happiness. Yeah. I think it's, you know, when you don't get something straight away, it's even better when you get it. Because I didn't think I'd get them.
Love that for you.
A peak of the week, guys.
That is a peak. I felt like bleaking today, but I won't.
What was the bleak?
Oh, just traffic, just the usual. Oh. Shy. And I forgot my vape charger as well, so that's sending me a bit west too.
FMV.
Yeah, not good.
Dublin traffic.
Oh, this is coming out on Monday, isn't it?
Oh.
Will I say it? Okay, peak of the week, guys. By the time you're listening to this, I'd have got the keys to my house.
Woo!
This was my peak to shame. I got a suitcase. We're peaking today.
Oh,
yeah, got the keys to my house. All going good. We're obviously pre-recording this. All going good. It'll still be the peak by Monday, but
yeah,
please.
So
God.
You're moving in on Thursday. What day is it today? Oh, Thursday. Okay. Yeah.
So.
Oh my God.
Don't have a thing, but it'd be grand.
It's
fine.
Just going to be you in the house.
Like, just empty, yeah. I keep thinking that. I'm like, so when I walk into it, like, do I just walk around and then do I just go home to my mom's house? Because I don't have anything.
And you won't have seen it empty either. Like, it'll
no,
be so new.
Yeah. So I'm dying to see what will be like left behind.
Yeah.
Could go in. The place could be absolutely stripped. I don't know.
Yeah.
No idea.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Well, do you get to pick if you want, say you wanted the beds. Did they leave stuff like that in? Does that happen?
I have no idea. There was no mention of it, so I don't know.
Oh.
Because when I think of it as well, I'm like, if I was moving out of like a home that I had lived in for years, kind of a hassle to fucking empty the whole thing out. So if the person buying my house did say, listen, you can leave the bed frame there or like you can, I don't know, leave something there, I'd be like deadly at least. I don't have to move it then.
Move it, yeah.
But I don't know.
And you might want like fresh things as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Wait, but you're not going to sleep in it until you have... somewhere to
girl I have nowhere to sleep.
But if there was a bed left, would you sleep there that night?
If I got a mattress to match it, maybe.
Okay,
I don't know. Yeah, or I could just get a blow up bed and sleep down the sitting room, could I?
Yeah, you could.
I don't know,
make a fort.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with it, but
oh my God,
peak, guys.
It's not gonna feel real until you're
I'm in it. It
until
still
you're
doesn't
in it, yeah,
it still feels strange. And I still feel like I'm like
12.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm only a child. I should not be allowed.
A child home.
I shouldn't be allowed to do this. And like, do you ever see those TikToks where like police or like people knock on people's doors and they get the footage from the Ring camera and whoever's knocking on the door, they go, hi, is your mom or dad home? And they're like, it's my house.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'd love someone said that to me. I must look really young then.
<That's>,
if someone says that to me.
Policeman goes to me before, is that mommy's car? And I was like, no, because I went down the one-way road. It was the time I'd done that.
I remember you did.
And I was like, no.
Is that mommy's car?
Please don't arrest me. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Jesus Christ.
No, I was like, I'm not. Do I look that? No. It's Botox.
Yeah, you're like, it's working.
I think I just looked really scared. So he's probably like, oh God.
I got love her. But yeah, that's my peak. I got
we
the keys.
We need to do a whole episode on this.
Yeah. Ophelia's in the near future and I'm sure I would have posted it fucking everywhere. Also, like, this is 100%, I'm being very self-aware here.
Mm.
This is my new personality trait and I don't care.
The house, it has to be,
100%.
Yeah.
Like, really sorry now, but prepare to be sick of me talking about this. My whole content's going to change. Everything's going to change. The only important thing about me now is
a house.
That's it. Yeah.
It's such a good time to move in though now because it's like, I feel like in summer it'd be stressful. It's too hot. I don't get that, but like October's good. By Christmas, you'll probably have like a lot of your bits. Like, you'll have a bed, like, you'll be in
please
there.
God,
like,
yeah, you. Please, God.
Who wants to give her a bed?
Yeah. Hello, anyone out there? But I was looking at Christmas trees today. I was like, that's going to be real exciting.
I know.
Little thing.
I seen actually in Penny's, they had a big red bow. Oh, no, big red bow.
And for
I was
your
like, door? Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, for the tree, I think, though. Ooh, I think Ellie would love
you know
that.
The door ones? I love that. Yeah. The ones they put in the cupboards and all. That's
yeah,
a bit of me.
Yeah.
Anything to go extra. Will I turn the house into Santa's grotto
what,
this year?
What are you going to do, like a colour theme?
My mom keeps asking me that, Sharon. I'm like, Helen, no. I haven't bought a cup for the place yet. I don't know
what
colour.
What would you do, like cream vibe?
I don't know. My kitchen is grey and white. That's all I know.
Okay, fab.
So and I think I might just keep that like that.
Yeah.
I keep seeing, like on TikTok, I keep searching like, do you know, like room renovations and home renovations and stuff. And I saw a girl do the half panelling around the room, around her bedroom.
I love panelling.
Love panelling. So she did nice. The half panelling, but it was chocolate brown.
Ooh.
And the top half was like a cream. It was so cosy looking. But then I'm thinking like coming into summer, would you be like, this is a bit dark.
True.
Like, do you have to think of shit like that?
I don't think I'd like anything dark about my room.
Would you
I feel like light is always nice.
Oh, I just think cozy.
Cozy vibe, like, yeah.
Browns, creams. I bought loads of cutlery, actually. My mum slagged me today. Did I send you a picture of it?
No.
Oh, I bought gold cutlery on Shein.
Oh my God. Yeah. Proper, like...
Oh, it is gold. Will I show you a picture of it? It's gold, like...
Oh my God.
Gold knives and forks.
Why do I feel like it's going to start chipping off and silver? Yeah, like,
you put it in the like you put it in the wash coat. Once. Look at it.
Oh.
Like... gold.
Oh my God. It looks good.
I was like, that would be massive. And I got myself a gold kitchen roll holder.
Oh my God.
And my towels have a bit of gold on them. And
so you're going gold theme, basically.
Shoot. But like my kitchen's silver and white. Why did I do that? Quiva was
silver,
like, your kitchen is silver.
Grey and white.
Grey, silver and white.
Silver, right. Okay.
Why did I do that? I just got giddy and I saw gold cutlery and I was like, ah!
Mixed metals.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Fine.
But... there's the peak anyway, folks. We'll fill you in as time goes on. And
I feel like everyone on the podcast has been on the journey with you because you're saying
the house,
like,
I know.
Like, I think it was one of the goals episode for New Year's.
Was it? Did I say that?
Yeah, I think you just gone. I
have to listen back.
I feel like you might have said
get a house.
To be announced by Christmas and you did.
Please God, yay.
All
thank
by yourself.
You. Exciting.
So exciting.
Can't wait to have Christmas drinks. I was already saying that to Sherry yesterday. We're going to have to do Christmas drinks in the house. Oh,
and like charcuterie board and all.
Will you make it for me?
Yeah, I'll try.
You'll be on charcuterie
charcuterie duty.
Yeah, will you? You do charcuterie duty.
I'll do that.
I'll provide the rest.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Meet in the middle.
Oh, wow. Such good peaks. Today's dilemma. Hi girls, I really need some advice. I'm getting married in 2026, and although I'm extremely excited to be getting married, I feel like I have a massive weight hanging over me. I've picked my bridesmaids and I'm having quite a few. Two family members, two friends, and my partner's family member. But here's the thing, none of my bridesmaids seem to be making an effort or seem bothered. I had my engagement party a few months back and two of the bridesmaids didn't come and the others didn't make any effort at all. They left early and just didn't want to be there. Now the wedding is fast approaching, so I decided to organise a little night together for my bridesmaids to try on the dresses and let them all to get to know each other. They wouldn't be friends. Only one of the bridesmaids showed up.
Oh.
Now taking into account they knew about this night 5 weeks before, it was a Saturday and none of them had work or other commitments. I just feel completely deflated and really upset. My question is, what do I do? Do I say how I feel and risk an argument? Do I tell them they aren't bridesmaids anymore, or do I say nothing? Any advice would be amazing.
Oh, you have to say how you feel.
Yeah.
I always say with weddings, like, you're hoping that you get married once in your life.
Yeah.
So to have those memories of people there who didn't bother with you would piss you off all your life. I always think that, like, when I think of, like, bridesmaids and stuff, I'm always like, in, like, 40 years' time, I'd be thinking, like, who am I going to put in here who in 40 years' time will hopefully still like me?
Still
or like,
yeah. I know.
That's things you have to think of.
I know.
Like, I think you have to say how you feel.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Do you, like... fire them as bridesmaids.
Yeah, can you give someone the boot as a bridesmaid? E Fair Producer is the only one here who's been married, so
if no one's making an effort,
chime in here now. If you need
I don't know if I'd go with the boot because
would you not?
That causes more drama in the lead.
Okay,
true.
But can you say you are being shit bridesmaids?
Yeah, in a nice way.
I think especially because that's the try on dresses is a really important day.
Yeah,
and the engagement party is like. Obviously not great that they're left, but like that day is just for them. Like the trying
on
dresses.
That's just a thing for the girls.
And
like,
they got 5 weeks notice, so what's the excuse not to come to try them on?
The dynamics between bridesmaids can be really hard as well if everybody's not friends before.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that can always be a thing. I've heard that happen with a lot of people.
True.
That it can be like awkward and stuff. Mm.
And then if one bails, they don't really know that everyone else has bailed because they're not all friends to be chatting like, how are you going to this? So then it's like everyone, no one showed up.
How many bridesmaids did you have?
Six.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a lot.
Okay.
And they were all from different friend groups.
Okay.
So like it took them a while to get to know each other and figure out how they all worked and like
course.
Yeah.
So. You bring six strangers into any room and say, yeah. right, they all hang around with each other. Like, yeah. they have to learn yeah. how to get along with each other. Oh, Lord. I think you have to say how you feel.
Do you say it to, like, all separate to them, do you think?
No, I think bang it in the group chat.
Really?
Yeah. At least they'll all know then.
Yeah. I think just say it in a way that's not, like, really hard, like harsh or anything. She seems like such a really nice person who's not going to do that anyway.
She seems more upset than angry. More upset,
and that, yeah, I think make sure that comes across. That yeah. I feel like I feel a bit let down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not asking loads of you, I'm not asking you to plan all these things, but if I'm planning something, I would appreciate you coming, especially if it's the likes of trying on the dresses.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to know what they said, why they didn't show up, or like.
I would say. You have to do the risk of it being an argument, but I can't see anyone arguing back with you because what are they
what is
say?
Their argument? Yeah.
Well, like.
Well, actually, nothing.
All they can say back is shit. Like, sorry. I hope they would say that and try and make more of an effort then. Don't say nothing because it will actually just build up inside until
you'll
the
explode.
Day
yeah.
or the hen or something.
Yeah.
And something else doesn't come through, but now they're probably just thinking that. Maybe because he haven't said anything, they're not thoughtful people and they think
they don't think that
doesn't matter
wrong.
That much
yeah.
kind of
like it might
please
be a thing
know it does.
Might be I know like this might just be an excuse for them because you're getting married 2026. It might be a case of like if you mention something now, who knows what's going on in their lives, but like what if one of them maybe just comes to you personally on her own and says, listen, I actually can't be involved in this at the moment, still love you, still want to be in the wedding, it's not for me. Which can happen in certain cases. At yeah. least then you have time to figure out if, I don't know, you bring someone else in as
someone
a bridesmaid or like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
has
can
anyone
happen.
Ever declined being a bridesmaid? I never thought about that. Because do they? Like, it's
really?
A, yeah.
Some people can say no. For what? Money reasons? Like,
It's a lot of work, isn't it? Like, because you have to do.
Yeah, and like weddings bring out a lot of weird feelings in people.
Really?
Like that. Or they might not have been involved in a wedding before, so they don't know what's expected of them. That makes people nervous. But yeah, I know a few people who've had, they might have even not have been asked, but like from someone being engaged would be like, don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was surprised when for my boyfriend's uncle when I was like 18 because somebody dropped out and it was I was the only person like involved in the family who could fit into a size 8 dress at the time. Obviously size 8, God love
oh
me, wish it could be those days. Yeah.
So you just stood in.
I just stood in as a bridesmaid. Like I was just the nephew's girlfriend.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
No, they'd asked me like it wasn't just like on the day, here, Ellen, put that on you.
They told you in advance.
Yeah, it was a while before, but I was just randomly bridesmaid. I wonder if they still have pictures places and I'm just in.
Oh my God.
Phones.
Yeah. They're like,
yeah, what the fuck is she doing here? She doesn't even go here. Like, what? So random. But,
oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know. I was bridesmaids then for one of my best friends, Nicole, and that was a ball.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
Was it any different to what you expected being a bridesmaid to be?
Oh, I just couldn't stop crying.
Oh yeah.
Just, you know me now.
The lead up, like with things and all. I've never been where I wouldn't know.
I don't know. Like, I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just thought it was an absolute ball. Just then. So I was just like, this is so fun. Like, it was just different friend groups and different people.
I'm dying to go on a hen. I've never been on one yet.
You've never been on a hen? Someone needs to get married.
My sister will be the first.
Oh my God, ball.
I'll go on, yeah. Yeah. And I'll have to organise that too.
I
love
her,
but I hate organising things. Great. I hate organising my but I think it'll be funner for someone else. Like for me, organise it for her. I don't like my own stuff to organise.
Do you know?
Yeah. No.
See, even planning Cueva's baby shower, I was like.
Yeah, it's real frazzling. Yeah, you know, I planned my sister's baby
shower.
Yeah,
you did the same. But even at that,
I find that as bad.
Did you know?
No.
See, my worry was if Cueva didn't like it. Oh, that's it. I'm retired. Goodbye. Like
yeah.
I was clocking out if Cueva
You're
didn't
done.
Like it.
Yeah.
So I have to do that for her wedding then as well. But she has to do, like our sisters have to do ours back then as well. So what are they going
to
do?
Well, that's also what you have to, like for your maid of honour, it has to be someone, you need to pick someone who's going to be good at organising things.
Yeah. Do you have a sister?
Me and Cueva Ryan.
No sister?
And I didn't have a sister. No, I have a cousin who I'm very close to. Okay. That was my maid of honour. But yeah, like you do kind of have to think of
that.
Who will be good at what? And
at
like
what?
Nearly, ooh. I'd say even for that listener, like you nearly need to give everyone a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wandering around, wondering what they're meant to be doing. Whereas if she'd said, "Look,
this is what I want you to do.
It would have been important for me to you for you to do this for the engagement party, or now coming up, I want you to be here for this, this, and this, and make it really clear.
Make it
really
clear.
If things. You haven't been involved in a wedding,
you don't know.
You don't know.
Okay.
You don't know what you're meant to be doing. Like, you probably wouldn't know.
No.
Where to begin.
No.
You know, well, man and a hen.
And me and Cuiva Ryan have always said we're each other's maid of honour since we're young.
Ah.
So, and also, I think my sister knows.
Would Selena kill you, though?
She's not. I don't think my sister would be good at organising things. And it's the maid of honour that has to organise everything.
Oh, that's grand then.
So you have to think.
You could have two.
Yeah, you could have two.
Two different jobs.
Maids of honours.
Yeah, maids of honours.
All of my friends kept joking, though. Apparently there's a thing, it's like a common thing, that the majority of bridal parties, you're likely to not speak to one of your bridesmaids in the future.
What?
Yeah.
Because of the wedding,
or just someone that you fall out with in time, that like so many people look back on their pictures and they're like, oh, there's that girl.
It's like a statistic or whatever that word is. Is it? Yeah. There's that random stranger I don't talk to anymore.
Thankfully, I still talk to all of mine, but they all kept joking, being like,
which one is it going to be?
Who are you going to pick? Oh my.
Maybe it's not everyone, hopefully.
But a lot of people, that's mad.
It's really hard to even think. I'd love to do the thing where everyone has their same colour dress, but like they
different
pick
styles.
Yeah, they pick what based on what they feel good in.
I love what Niamh Cullen did. She had bridesmen.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she said it was too hard to pick between all of the girls. Yeah. She has such a huge group of girls that she just said, you know what, I'm just going to have the lads do.
Sean.
Deadly.
Con, Keane, O'Shin.
Yeah. Perfect, you have them.
Oh, and Zach.
If it's too hard to pick between the girls, pick the lads.
Pick the men.
Yeah.
God, imagine them organising them.
It'd be wild.
It'd be wild. We'd end up in the maddest places, I'd say.
Be great, crack though.
This turned into a wedding chat, guys.
Love it.
Love it. Maybe have we done a wedding episode? We've talked to people about their weddings.
Yeah, we haven't done like a wedding episode. Yeah.
Maybe we should have Aidan on again.
That's coming up soon,
isn't
it?
That's coming up next year, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, exciting.
I love influencer weddings.
I know,
Olivia's
yeah.
one was so
I just
good.
Wait. I'm waiting all day long. Wow. What are so they going to post?
Guys, that's it for this week.
That's us.
We'll see yous on Wednesday for our full episode and next week again, Monday for our bonus. Full video on Thursdays, and all dilemmas are sent in to homeordrink@goloudnow.com. That's our email if you want to send any in, or red flag radars, or homeordrink extra spice as well.
It's just have a story for us. You can tell us a story as well.
Yeah.
If you want to vent.
Yeah.
We've
actually done that for a while. We had people venting in.
Love that.
Yeah. But yeah, we can. Oh, homeordrink extra spice is the first Monday of every month.
Mm.
So that's coming up in 2-3 weeks.
Is that November?
I feel like it was ages ago we've done that.
Peg.
If you have any spicy lemons, send them into our email address as well at homeordrinkagoloudnow.com.
See you later.
See you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.